T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can you give me the Joel Embiid? Man, he was ticked after the game, man. Joel Embiid after the game, he started the whole Sixers-Celtics rivalry.
Man, JJ mentioned it earlier. This is not a rivalry. I don't know why record against them, but it's pretty bad. They always kick our ass, so this is not a rivalry.
You're right, Joe. You need to start winning some of these games, man. But here's the thing. Even if you lose last night, man, it's just they were making a run before half. They were trying to come back. They were staying in it. Then second half was just like Dunsky, man.
Let me tell you what I noticed last night, right, with Joel Embiid and his game. This is why I love Joel Embiid. And this is why when we were talking about the greater player, whatever we were doing with he and Carson Wentz, this is why I selected Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is a generational talent. And we're not going to realize his full potential as a player until you put a team around him that allows you to give you his full arsenal of weapons. He gets the paint clogged on him. He gets people doubling down on him. He kicks out of double teams when he does decide to kick it out of a double team. He knows no one's shooting the ball from the outside unless he gets it to J.J. Redick or Robert Covington. Like, they had better. Elton Brand, your job is the GM. Let me get, and this is for Ben as well, because Ben is a byproduct of this. Find players that will allow these two guys to realize their full potential.
Yeah.
Find players, right? Like, they need shooters on this team. If Joel Embiid had space to operate with, man, he would kill Al Horford.
Yeah, it's not
even fair. He would have 30 points easily every night. Well, but you got to put players around him that's going to allow him to do his thing, man. I'm watching this dude on both ends of the court, man. He is a tremendous athlete for a guy his size.
Running up and down,
man,
blocking
running up
shots.
And down the court, blocking shots, man.
He hit a dunk last night where Ben left it for him. He went in between his legs behind him. He took off from like foot inside the foul line to dunk.
24 years old, ladies and gentlemen. 20. Don't waste this dude's talent, man.
So that's
don't waste his talent. You better do it while you got Ben still here.
That's the good news, all right.
So that you can keep Ben here.
The good news is you have these two guys. The bad news is I think that they know they need more shooters, right? There's a reason why J.J. Redick's back is because they couldn't get anybody else here that can do it. But you have to be creative to get guys in here. You got to be able to draft people that come in here and do it. You're not going to be able to just sign everybody to the most money.
Right.
You've already lost some of that.
Struck out on that already, yeah.
Right.
And Klay Thompson ain't coming next year.
No, so is this a fair tweet? And it says, don't forget how Nelson Agholor bounced back.
Oh,
that's
God,
from Nick Dungey. So you can't look at it and say Agholor struggled and they stuck with him and he's back. No?
Well, I mean, you can. If you want to hold out hope. I promise you, I'm trying to find a reason to like Markelle Fultz. I would rather see enough of him and then to a point where I get like, you know what, I've seen enough. I don't want to see him anymore. He's done. He's not going to be what we thought he was going to be. It's hard for me to say that when he only played, 14 games last year, barely. And then I don't know if this is going to be a pattern, what happened last night.
What, no minutes in the second half? Well, if he plays as crappy as he did.
Well, they all played crappy in the second half. See, it can't all be his fault. They all played crappy
they
in
did.
The second
that
half.
That was a bad half. You're right. He was bad. He was bad. He was bad every minute he was out there. Every single minute, man. He was. But, I mean, do you owe it to the team at this point? Because you're right. You need a third player on this team. Dario's a nice player. Mm-hmm. Rocco's nice in his role. They have guys that are good players, but you need a third guy, and not J.J. Redick. You need a third guy that can play. Markelle was supposed to be that guy. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not. Can he be a good player in this league? I mean, I guess maybe, but he has to play a different position. He's going to play a point guard position. He can't do that here. Let's go to John, South Carolina. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
What up, John?
Yeah, listen, Ike's right. They have to send him down. And the problem is that I get, you know, they just don't want to admit that they made a mistake. So they're going to hang on and hang on with him until they get nothing for him. You know, look what they did with Bridges. They take Bridges and then they trade him. My God, I mean, he would have been a much better player. He's not a point guard, though, but you didn't need a point guard. He's a driver to the basket. He can shoot, and he's good on defense. And what do? They draft him, and then they trade him right away.
Well, let's focus on Markel for a second. I can't, you know, I'm not going to argue with you over Bridges. I wish he was here right now. But, you know, but Markel, you say, John, you say send him to the G League. I say sure. I don't think it's going to happen. Right? They don't have to agree to that.
I mean, Fultz and his people?
Yeah, Markel, yeah, they won't even get the Fultz. The agent will just say, yeah, nah. Nah. Hey, if they bench him and don't play him, maybe. They could say, hey, the only way you're getting minutes. I mean, I'm not saying that he's playing so poorly that he should get no minutes. I'm just saying I'd give him a dozen minutes to start and off the bench and say, listen, earn more. Earn more. Earn more with your defense. Earn more with improving on offense. Just do something that you stand out with. He does nothing that stands out. Not one thing. Not one thing. If he gave extreme effort on defense. If he just did something. He doesn't do anything. Markel Fultz. Frank in Wilmington. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Frank.
What's up, Frank?
I'm with you, Johnny. I'm done. He shows no enthusiasm, and you need shooters. Like I said, to me, I know you're not a Jimmy Butler fan. I way much have Jimmy Butler. At least he shoots and can score. And this kid just shows nothing. Not even on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I mean, I don't think either one of them disagree with you. Jimmy Butler? Mm. What would Minnesota say to that, if you give them a package that said, all right,
well, they wanted Ben. No, didn't they want Ben Simmons?
Right. Yeah. Well, you're not doing that. Mm. So once if you give a package, the problem with Jimmy Butler is then is it a 1 year rental or are you giving him $190 million?
If I'm Jimmy Butler, I mean, where are you going that you're going to find a better player than Joel Embiid to play with?
It's a great spot to be.
Yeah, that's the way I would look at it. But, you know, these guys seem like they want to go play in New York for whatever reason. You know, I'm not a big Jimmy Butler fan. I'm not. I think Jimmy Butler is a guy who's worked his butt off to become an all-star player in this league, one of these wing defenders. He's turned himself into a little bit of an offensive reliable player. But he's not as good as he thinks he is in his head. He's not. He really believes he's a perennial all-NBA type player. He's not a franchise player, and he thinks he's a franchise player.
You know what he's good? He's good on a team where he just has to pile up points, and maybe they make the playoffs. He's their best team. Everybody kind of just cowers to him.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's good on a team where there's two other better players.
That's what he should be. He actually is a really, really good fit on this team.
Yeah, he would be a good third guy.
In theory.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that would work for him.
Like, and this is not a shot at Robert Covington, but that's what you – stop, TK. Well, Jimmy Butler is ideally what you would want Robert Covington to be without the personality.
Yeah, right.
Without the personality.
That's the guy you wish he was.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, Ike, they need him here. They need a player like that here.
Yes.
They need a guy that wants to score, that is aggressive, that can score.
Can get his own shot.
Yes.
He's not necessarily a three-point shooter, but he can shoot from out there at times.
Him.
But the most important thing is that he can get his own shot mid-range or going to the basket, and he's a bulldog defender.
He's a good player.
Yeah, so he is a good player, But because he thinks he's better than what he really is that's the reason why he's got the stank attitude. he's got the stank attitude.
We heard this yesterday. Jack Fritz just texted it to me. Zach Lowe of is he still ESPN, Zach Lowe? So he says that Philly would be a different story, and Butler has eyes for them, sources familiar with the matter say. The Sixers have expressed almost no interest in trading for him, sources say. There's some theoretical roadmap to a Clippers team up with Leonard. But I think the problem with if you're Brett Brown and you're the Sixers organization and you realize you more or less have one max player that you can add.
Yeah.
And if you trade for Jimmy Butler, you're almost saying he has to be that max player because you're giving up enough capital to where if you trade for him, you're going to want to keep him. I don't think they want to make him their other max guy.
Here's why I would be okay with doing it, because I'm closer to believing Markel Fultz is exactly what we're seeing right here. He may be a little better than what we're seeing, but I don't know if I – well, I do know I don't believe he's an all-star player. And so if I want any legitimate shot at beating Boston in a seven-game series, I need a player like Jimmy Butler to go with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. So Markel Fultz is not going to help that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's some package I could put together with Markel Fultz being the centerpiece that I could send to Minnesota to sell them on Fultz, Wiggins, and Karl Anthony Towns. Now you got a point guard.
Yep.
So if there's something I could send them to sell them on Markel Fultz, you know, I would do it.
I would trade Fultz for Butler just for this year.
Yeah, but I don't know if Butler, I mean, Fultz would be enough to get Butler.
The way they're talking, no.
So,
but I think they have to be realistic in what the market is out there for him.
I agree. So you want that cancer in your locker? Or do you want to get something for him? You're getting a shot in the dark player like Markel Fultz that could turn into something with a new scenery to get him out of your locker room. And I think Jimmy Butler could work here for a year.
I agree.
I think he can work here for a year.
As long as – but here's
and you may get him to decide to stay.
Here's the worry is that he does really well and you sign him
right
long term and he's making 190 over 5 years and then he turns into the Jimmy Butler that we see right now where he starts fighting with Ben or him and Joe don't get along
because of the
egos.
This is Joel Embiid's team. You're coming here as a vet to provide that veteran presence, but understand this is the future.
He's bumped heads with heads everywhere.
He has.
I don't trust him.
All I'm saying is for this year, to try to get something for folks, I would do it.
I would do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.